Brought to you by Ladybird.
Words with Peter and Jane. 6B. Sun, sea and sand. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Zoe Clark. Illustrated by Gustavo Masali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2023. A big boat was sailing on the water with Peter and Jane on board.
This is fun! The boat is jumping in and out of the sea,
Peter said. But Jane started to feel sick. She had to hang on to the rail. Tess barked at the water. After all the jumping in and out of the sea, the boat was near the dock.
This holiday will be fun,
Dad said. Mum said,
Look! There are our friends.
Yaz and Mike had come to meet them. They walked from the dock to the village. Jane liked the sun, swim and sea shop.
Look at all the fish,
Peter said.
I like them.
Tess liked the ice cream. Yaz and Mike had a big house near the sea.
Where are the boys?
Said Mum.
Krish and Rohan are out in our little boat,
Yaz said. Peter and Jane liked Krish and Rohan. Jane looked out to sea.
I can see Krish and Rohan,
she said.
Can we walk down to the sea?
Mum said,
Yes, off you go.
Peter and Jane walked from the house to where Rohan and Krish's boat was.
Can you see us?
Peter and Jane said. Krish and Rohan looked pleased to see them. After Rohan and Krish had sailed into the boathouse, they all walked up to the big house.
Dad and Mum will like sitting here in the sun,
said Peter.
But where are they?
Krish said.
There they are,
said Jane. They had tents.
You can all sleep out here,
Mike said.
But you have to help us make the tents,
Mum said.
This bit must go here,
Krish said,
"But which bit goes here?
Where can this thing fit?"
Jane said, "Rohan had all the string."
"Where do I put this string?"
he said.
"Have you all read this?"
Peter said. They all read it, and after a bit of help, they put up all the tents.
"I can see the sea from our tent,"
Peter said.
"The tents are like holiday houses,"
Jane said.
"Tess, you can keep the animals out of our holiday house."
"Can we go and get ice creams, please?"
Peter said. Rohan and Krish walked with them to the village. They walked into the Sun, Swim and Sea shop.
"Look at all the flags,"
Jane said.
"Our holiday house must have one."
After going to the shop, they all had an ice cream. Peter read out the list of ice creams.
"Which ice cream will you have?"
Jane said.
"A green ice cream, please,"
Peter said. They all walked from the village to the big house. At the house, Jane and Krish had fun hanging the flag from the tent. Peter and Rohan had books to read. They sat in the sun with Tess. After tea, they walked down to the sea.
"We can have a swim,"
Rohan said. They pulled out some swim things.
"I can swim to the boathouse,"
Jane said.
"I can swim to the dock,"
said Peter.
"Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack,"
yelled Jane. They had come for a holiday with them all. Tess jumped in and out of the sea near them. After the swim, the children sat near the tents. Tess sat with them.
"This will be fun,"
Uncle Jack said. He and Aunt Liz put up a red tent for them. Peter and Jane had things to read. Krish and Rohan played a game. After dark, Peter and Jane slept. But after a bit, the wind started rushing.
"The tent flaps keep swinging,"
Peter said. Jane jumped up.
"We must shut them,"
she said. But Peter was wet.
there was water in the tent. Krish and Rohan jumped out of the tent.
We are all wet,
they said.
Our tent is all wet,
said Uncle Jack.
Where can we go?
Jane said. Krish said,
we can all run to our house and sleep there.
Let's go,
said Aunt Liz. After a good sleep, they all walked to the sea. The sun was out. Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack walked to where the sea had washed up shells.
Some of the rocks have things in them,
Aunt Liz said. Peter said,
where can I get a rock like that?
We must make a list of all the things we see near the sea on our holiday,
said Jane.
Look at the water,
said Uncle Jack.
Where do the fish come from?
The sea,
said Jane. She walked on the rocks and looked at the fish swimming in the water. She picked up a rock near her.
The sea is rushing in, Jane,
said Aunt Liz.
Can you walk to us?
Uncle Jack said,
we must walk on the rocks from here. Keep going, Jane. Keep going.
You can make it to us,
Peter said. Jane jumped.
Yes, I can make it,
she said. They walked to the fish and chip van in the village.
But there are no fish left for us,
Uncle Jack said. They all had chips.
Where is that rock?
Peter said.
Which bag is it in?
Jane had the rock in her bag, but the rock had cracked. Jane had a fish after all.